that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. I just gotta get you out the cage. I'm a young lover's age. Gonna need a spark to ignite. My songs know what you did in the dark. So light them up.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've got, it's about 78 degrees here in the Pensacola, 77, 78, depends on where you are. Going to be high of about 92 today, and it'll be nice clear skies throughout the day today. It should be that way the next couple of days, and then next chance of showers or storms or anything like that won't be until this weekend. Maybe Thursday, Friday night. But it should be pretty good today. Last night, man, vicious storms. Had a plane flip over at a small airport, trees snapping. It was like, okay, turned out to be pretty bad weather after all. Are you proud to be an American? New polling from NPR and PBS Marist poll shows that majority of Americans are proud of America. But they're worried about the direction the country is going. So they believe many are, proud to be an American, proud of America, but believe that the country has shifted away from the founding ideals. So out of it, when you break it out by party, Republicans were by far the most proud to be an American. 93% of people who identify as being Republican said they were proud, 93%. 65% reported that they were very proud. Independents weren't that far behind. There's 61% saying that they were proud to be an American. So you're getting closer to 50% there. And then Democrats, only 45% responding that they were proud of America and proud to be an American. Whoa, that was a much bigger drop-off than I thought it was going to be. Basically half of Democrats saying they're proud to be an American compared to Republicans. But here's the thing. Both, it doesn't matter what party, so both or pretty much every party group is concerned that the country is not headed in the right direction. Republicans being more concerned that the country has shifted away from its founding ideals. Democrats more concerned with the future direction of the country. Independents concerned that with both Republicans and Democrats, either one of them, and the direction that they're taking the country. I brought this up before. Basically, you got Republicans who are concerned about Democrats, Democratic socialists, and their growing influence in America. You have Democrats who are concerned with just conservatives in general, but particularly MAGA conservatives. And then you got independents who are concerned about the centrists of both parties, much less the far end of either side. So going along with that, Democrat socialist Millet Kyros beat a 30-year-old incumbent to win a Colorado House primary yesterday. This continues the string of socialist workers who are socialist party members who are winning primaries throughout the country. We've continued to see this this like steady increase in that occurring. And so and once again, we see it happening there again. So this person, this Kilos person, is 29 years old, first time ever running for office, and they beat Diana DeJet in Colorado's first district primary. This is a heavy Democrat district, so whoever the primary winner was almost certainly will win the general election. So, wow, kind of a crazy one right there. So you're seeing this come up all over the country now. So with that, it's starting to become a little infighting within the party between Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer. I'll tell you about that in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives here at 7:15 with PJ. What's up, PJ?
9 Mile Show and accident free. We do have a vehicle crash with injuries West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, bit of a fascinating power struggle happening right now inside the Democrat Party. And Elizabeth Warren basically saying, not so fast to Chuck Schumer's control over the Senate. Elizabeth Warren has endorsed primary challengers to Chuck Schumer's preferred candidates in New York City, and they won. That's not symbolic. That's significant. She's donated $800,000 to state Democrat parties in six key Senate battleground states this cycle alone. So she's not just throwing her name recognition or anything like that behind these things. She's throwing money behind it. Chuck Schumer is backing centrist establishment type candidates. Elizabeth Warren continually backs progressives who openly refuse to support him, Chuck Schumer, as leader of the Senate. So this is very similar to 2016 to 2020 when Bernie Sanders was trying to fight against the establishment part of the Democrat Party. But this one has even more kind of weight behind it. I mean, you got to remember, Elizabeth Warren ran for president before, and she is one of the voices that keeps coming up that may be a candidate to run in 2028. And with her doing this big push against Chuck Schumer, a lot of people are looking at it going, look, she might be making a play to really show how powerful the progressive side of the party is. So a lot of shakeups happening right there to pay attention to right there. Text over here. The pendulum is swinging far to the left because the pendulum swung far to the right with MAGA. MAGA has ruined the Republican Party. You know, that's interesting because I had said that during the Obama years. I remember during Obama's first year, that was when the Democrats cut the Republicans out. Like Obamacare, Republicans had no say in that. They literally shut them out of the doors, and Democrats just debated amongst themselves to come up with a plan to revise health care. And then they came out with Obamacare. And the Republicans were like, well, what's in it? We can't vote on this till you know what's in it. And that was the infamous thing where Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. And it was like, wait, what? But that's what happened. And I remember saying at that point in time that basically Obama and his administration and the policies that were coming out were so far left, it's going to scare people right. It's going to scare people to the right because they were doing things that were so far left at the time. Now, frankly, the Democrat Party is even left of Obama. Like Obama's trying to pull back the party and be like, "Hey, you guys are going too far." Your comment there is you feel like the pendulum is swinging far to the left because the pendulum swung far to the right with MAGA. I still think MAGA was a result of the far left. I still think that was a result. The demand for somebody like Trump came about because of the rude and vile behavior from Democrats like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi for years and years and years that went unchecked from the likes of Mitt Romney's and people like that who are just too passive. And I think finally the right got tired of feeling like they're being run over all the time. And that's why MAGA rose up, essentially. They were there all along. They just needed a voice, and they needed something, someone and something to get behind. But you're seeing even in the Republican Party that MAGA's got splits now. I mean, a lot of the people who used to be solid MAGA, and you think that, you know, they practically worship Donald Trump. No, they're no longer part of that. They're having infighting in, amongst themselves when it comes to that. So there's going to be, there's not this, and I think that's the same way on here. I don't think the entire party, the Democrat Party, is shifting far to the left. I think there's a big part of the party that is the same as MAGA. I think they're finally coming up and going, we don't feel like our voice is being heard. We're going to start being a little bit more active and aggressive at trying to get people who, you know, will follow us. Now, that being said, when I say I don't think the party has shifted far to the left, I mean everyday Democrats that you talk to here in the state of Florida, or if you go to Texas, or you go to other parts of the country. I think the majority of voting Democrats are not that far left. Just the same way as I think a lot of people would think a lot of the voting Republicans are not the far right. But having attended, Andrew McKay and I attended the RNC and the DNC a couple of years ago. And when we went to the RNC, it was a mix. It was a solid mix of libertarian-leaning type individuals, MAGA-type individuals, centrist. It was a solid mix. But when we attended the DNC, both of us were stunned as to see how woke all of the events and all of the people attending were. It was far left as far as the attendees of the DNC. And so, but I still don't think the party itself, like the average everyday voter, I think is that far left. But I think a lot of the leadership of the party is shifting that way, if that makes sense. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. I agree. It did swing too far left with Obama, and I say this as a Republican. You're saying it's swinging now to the left. You're saying that as a Republican. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here. I do want to talk about AI and jobs just a little bit. We had a lot of some new information has come out that I find is kind of interesting. Oh, wait, one more text here. COVID, George Floyd, open borders, no greater threat to America than white nationalism, according to President Biden, wasn't the best approach by Democrats. Yeah. All right, when we come back here, AI and jobs. That's next on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, we've got kind of a new advertiser on the show. The name is Ace Unlocks, a fantastic company with a terrible, or at least a terribly misleading name. I was talking to Chris Rona, the owner, the other day, and he's like, Andrew, we've been doing this for a long time. We started by opening people's car doors for students who got locked out of their cars on campus at UWF in 1998. Basically, we're running our operation with a 89 4Runner and an 89 Mustang, a pager and a payphone. And they'd page us and we'd call them and come open their car for them. And that was a great business. We didn't think it'd be anything. We thought it'd be a couple a month. It turned out to be about two a day, a very common problem. And we still to this day do it. It used to be $20, now it's $25, but we try to keep prices low for the students. In any case, people think that's us because it's in our name, and it's kind of my fault because that's how we started. But today we do so much more, basically anything connected to locks. So key fobs, modern cars, you know, laser cut keys, programming the fob. We have all the machines, all of the computers, all of the access to the software that the dealers use, and of course, we'll do it quite a bit cheaper. So you lose one, you damage one, you only got one when you bought it, you want a second one. If it stopped working for whatever reason, and I know because I went there to get a key fob made for me, and it was great, easy. They're totally awesome to work with, and I saved money. Residential locks, business locks, anything that deals with locks, Ace Unlocks, 505-7545, or stop by 125 Airport Boulevard, right where Airport meets the train tracks. Plus, if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you'll get 10% off.
News Radio 92.3, taking a quick look at your traffic on the 5s. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, West Hayes Street at North Q Street in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Be at Community Maritime Park Saturday at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
I come in last night about a half past 10. That baby of mine would let me.
Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, good morning, Bobby. Harvey Weinstein is reportedly being treated at a hospital after suffering heart failure linked to pneumonia while in custody at Rikers Island Jail in New York. TMZ reporting that Weinstein was transferred to Bellevue Hospital Prison Ward and is still under treatment. He's awaiting sentencing later this year following a 2025 sexual assault conviction. Leading humanitarian organization says the response to Venezuela's deadly earthquakes is not keeping pace with the need there. Officials are reporting at least 1,900 people have died, thousands were injured, and about 16,000 left homeless. Rescue crews are still searching. But aid groups warn survival chances are fading. And U.S. officials are in Qatar today. They'll be discussing peace negotiations with Iran, but apparently not actually meeting with the Iranians. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be meeting with Pakistani and Qatari mediators. A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says no direct meetings or talks between the U.S. and Iran are currently scheduled.
Yeah, and that's, got to keep up on that one because that's why I think there's a disconnect somewhere as it pertains to the negotiations. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Real quick here, a couple of quick hits I want to hit on. Microsoft is reportedly planning to lay off thousands more as it spends on AI. It's pouring billions into AI development, and so it looks like they're wanting to spend more on AI investment than people. They already laid off 10,000 people last year. So this additional, like the plan of laying off thousands does not include the 10,000 they laid off last year already. Oh boy. The question is, are these people losing jobs because the company's struggling, or is it just because they're choosing to spend their money differently? Or is this a shift because of AI, you know, taking jobs? Don't really know. Now, I'll say this. Here's an interesting, I got this from Inc.com. Companies spent millions replacing workers with AI over the past few years. But many of those companies that laid off a lot of people are bringing them back. Yeah. They're not even bringing them back for different jobs. They underestimated how complex human workflows actually are. They're figuring out that AI and robots can't necessarily do everything humans could do, especially without mapping out the full job. In other words, there's a lot of things that human workers do. They're not in the typical job description. That we just do extra. And then when you pull them out, all of a sudden there's a big gap. So yeah, so companies are hiring back in some cases.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The maiden voyage for President Trump.
President Trump today is going to the opening of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota. And this is gonna be his first ever ride on the new Air Force One.
New to plane, a gift from Qatar. The Gulf nation, the backdrop for continued indirect talks aimed at steering Iran to a peace deal. Another Democratic Socialist wins a primary, this time in Colorado. 29-year-old Maylot Quiroz defeats incumbent Congresswoman Diana DeGette. A voice of the village people silenced.
Victor Willis, frontman for The Village People, often performed as a helmeted police officer to some of the group's biggest hits, many co-written by him, including Macho Man in the Navy and YMCA.
Fox's Lillian Wu, he dies after what the group said was a short but aggressive illness. He was 74. America's listening to Fox News.
7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. We'll check in with Brooke Richardson and get our forecast here in just a few minutes. But first, our headlines today. A state investigation has found that a Florida Power and Light contractor misused herbicides during an aerial spraying operation in East Milton that resulted in the deaths of dozens of farm animals. The Florida Department of Agriculture says contractor Cole Ward committed 13 violations and is being fined $20,000, the maximum allowed. The investigation was triggered by reports last month, but from Chun Farms and others of chickens and bees dying after a helicopter spraying operation. State testing found the chemicals present in the dead chickens did not match what was supposed to be sprayed. FPL says it has paused herbicide spraying and is reviewing the findings. Now, today marks the end of decades of PBS programming on Pensacola State College's WSRE television station. The college lost $1.5 million in federal and state funding after President Trump signed an executive order defunding public broadcasting last year. WSRE is replacing PBS with programming from the Florida Channel, American Public Television, and PSC-produced content. A legal dispute between the WSRE Foundation and the college over $5.6 million in foundation funds remains ongoing, and PBS programming remains available online on streaming platforms. Well, this year's Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars celebration is getting a special upgrade for America's 250th anniversary. Organizer Peter Mouget says the additional required coordination with military partners is required to pull it off.
They've done a ton of work to get that cleared, to have all those planes in our airspace at one time. Could get the flyover from the anthem, the flyover from the battle hymns. They'll come all the way down to the base of the 3 Mile Bridge, so everybody wow. down on Main Street watching the fireworks can enjoy that too.
And the event begins at 7 o'clock Saturday at the Hunter Amphitheater behind Blue Wahoo Stadium with the McGuire's Bagpipe Band, the national anthem, and the traditional flyover. Then battle hymns honoring each military branch, accompanied by new additional flyovers. Fireworks, of course, at 9 p.m. Well, students in the country illegally will no longer be allowed to attend state colleges in Florida. The State Board of Education voted yesterday to make that change. The vote affects Florida's 28 state colleges. There's some current concerns at Florida International University about the new law school dean. President Trump's personal attorney, Daniel Epstein, was recently named as interim dean, and some faculty members are worried he might push the school in a more conservative direction. In his cover letter for the job, he wrote FIU could benefit by building and maintaining ties with the conservative parts of the country. Faculty members told the Miami Herald they have questions about the selection process, as he wasn't one of the finalists recommended by the school's search committee. It is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new MyECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. I-10 and 110 continue to look good. Highway 29 is accident-free through Cantonment. Still just working that one vehicle crash on the board with injuries West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at mostly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Going to be hot today, high near 92, feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of a light sprinkle, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got sunshine. It is 78 degrees. Our next news. In 30 minutes, breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chip stocks notched historic gains in the second quarter as investors widened their AI portfolio to include names other than NVIDIA. Memory maker Micron led the way, with the stock jumping more than 240%, while Intel stock jumped 216%. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices climbed 186%. Michael Burry said he has placed a bearish wager against Caterpillar, believing the construction equipment maker has become one of the maker's most overvalued beneficiaries of the artificial investment boom. The famed investor said he shorted Caterpillar shares at roughly $1,060. Micron CEO Sanjay Mehrotra said on CNBC that memory chip makers aren't the only ones to blame for the current supply and demand imbalance, which has recently led to price hikes in the tech sector. Customers who drove a hard bargain in pricing in recent years also contributed to the squeeze. Futures are moderately lower after the Dow posted its strongest first half in 5 years. Both Dow and NASDAQ futures down by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Scammon County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensure our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams as Scammon School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board, District 3.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Saturday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget, at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July Saturday with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their shadows
searching in the night.
Streetlights, people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 1620. It's 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 92 today. Should be clear and sunny for through the day today. Looks like it'll be that way for the next few days, maybe even through the weekend, which would be really nice. Join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Tanya Bird. She's the director of Parks and Rec for our weekly segment. We usually talk to Mayor DC Reeves at this time. He's out today, but this segment is brought to you by Lambert Moving Systems. Choose the team with a legacy, Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Tanya, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3. What is going on with the Parks and Recreation this week?
Good morning, Bobby. So we've got a lot going on this week. We've got some major announcements. If you haven't heard already, we've got the Roger Scott Pool that's opening up this weekend on Saturday. We had a little delay with our installation of the new restroom building, and we were able to work with the Florida Department of Health to get approval to bring in the portable restroom trailer again this year. We didn't think we were going to be able to do that, and we're excited that we're opening up the pool this Saturday along with our partners at the YMCA. So we'll be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. Then we'll take a little break and then open back up at 12:30 and be open till 3:30. And then we'll have our regular hours from July 5th to August 7th. So that gives us a second pool back for the rest of the summer, which is exciting. I know we've got a lot of folks on the north end of town who, it's a little bit more travel time to come into downtown area to go to Cecil Hunter Pool, but we'll have both pools open through Labor Day. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome, yeah. And especially with the hot weather we've been having, it's very much needed.
Very needed, very much a good relief for kids and parents, and a good way to just get out and be active.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So there was a problem with the restroom, is the reason why it was the delay to open it up?
Right. Our installer, the person that was going to lay the foundation for it, had a medical emergency and just was unable to recover from that enough to be able to complete the installation. So that put us in a little bit of a delay. And so we saw that as an opportunity to be able to open the pool this summer. And thankfully, Florida Department of Health said, yes, we'll grant you that for this year. So that was great.
Excellent, excellent. What else is going on with the Departments and Rec this week to let us know about?
Well, we've got some fun stuff coming up this weekend. On Friday evening, we have a public engagement session right before the Cordova Park Neighborhood Association has their annual children's bike parade for the 4th of July. We're going to do a little public engagement on our new playground that's coming to Dunwoody Park this fall. So we have a couple of designs that we want to show all the residents and get their feedback on. Councilman Moore will be there with me, and we have some, fun little interaction planned. We have our two favorites, and one in particular that is Councilman Moore's favorite, one that's my favorite, and we both like the design, but they've got a little bit of differences in color and some of the features, or some of the colors and some of the fun stuff, you know, the decorative stuff for it. So we are excited about that. We're going to roll it out this Friday. And if you want to come by and vote on that, we would love to see you out there. Come enjoy the bike parade. Come engage with us about the playground. And we look forward to seeing folks, lots of folks out there celebrating 4th of July at Dunwoody Park this Friday evening. Public engagement starts at 5:30, and I think the bike parade starts at 6 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. Anything else that we need to know about?
Yes, we've got the big grand opening dedication ceremony for the new Palace Fox this Saturday, July 4th. That'll be at 10 a.m. at Plaza Ferdinand. We're looking forward to seeing our community come out and celebrate the new Palace Fox. It is beautiful. It's opened up the street so much for, you know, our businesses to be able to move out into the street. A lot of the restaurants now have their outdoor seating. And this is just the opportunity for us to celebrate along with 4th of July dedication ceremony and commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, super awesome. Talking to Tanya Bird, she's the director of the Pensacola Parks and Rec Department. Tanya, anything else that we need to know about?
You know, we've got a lot of activities going on this summer. Today is July 1st, which marks the first day of Parks and Recreation Month. I'm really excited about that. We have a month-long celebration of activities planned for you. So look for us to have little pop-up parties in your parks near you. And check out our website at cityofpensacola.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our social media is pretty active. So if you want to stay in the know about what's going on in your city parks, be sure and like and follow us.
Excellent. Yeah, that was going to be my next question is what's the website for them to go to be able to see what's going on? So either follow the website or social media. Tanya, I appreciate you joining us here on News Radio 92.3. You have a great day.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks. You
too. All right. Thank you. All right. Once again, this interview is brought to you by Lambert Moving Systems. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Let's go over to PJ for Traffic on the Fives.
This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just a few areas on the board here. We have a vehicle crash North Cross Lane at North Davis Highway. No roadblock associated with that. Also, a vehicle crash North Davis Highway at Brent Lane. No roadblock there. And finally, a vehicle crash with injuries. And now they're saying roadblock West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. A couple quick hits there for you. The new Chevy Corvette, you know, a few years ago, they completely redesigned it, made a mid-engine version. I think it looks sharp. Like, I was never a really big Corvette fan. I respected Corvettes, but never was like, I gotta have one. Not that I'm that way anyway, but the new design to me is like, woo, that's sharp. Well, they're leveling it up in the 2027 Corvette Stingray. Corvette Stingray has a new 6.7-liter LS6 V8 that lets you break 200 miles an hour for $73,000. That's right. You can get a supercar that can break 200 miles an hour for under $74,000. Wow. I mean, for the, I know $74,000 is still a lot, but geez, for that kind of a serious car, that's something else. We got a text earlier when I was bringing this up. It goes, it can go 200, but you'll get pulled over. You'll get arrested if you're going 30 over. Okay, that's true. So I guess you only go 200 if you can like rent a track out or something like that. Then that could be the case. Hey, it's got the ability to do that. You're not supposed to do that though. That's right. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? It has the ability to do that. Nobody will. Nobody ever go 200 miles an hour. It's just, it can. Speaking of vehicles, I thought this was kind of a cool story. Thousands of Vespisti invaded Rome this past week. Oh, it's not a bug. It sounds like it is a Vespisti, and I'm probably mispronouncing it. But a Vespisti is a Vespa owner. So Vespa, it was celebrating its 80th anniversary. And so 25,000 estimated Vespa owners or Vespisti arrived in Rome from 67 different countries and paraded the streets on their Vespas. Vespa has created 160 different models over 80 years, and some of them even brought their rare Vespa 98s, which were the first ever Vespa production model, a two-stroke, single-cylinder, 98cc engine that debuted in 1946. So kind of a cool one right there. Last little car-related story here for you. New car sales for EVs is down 20% year over year, according to the latest data from Cox Automotive. Primarily, the reason that's been credited for that is because the federal tax credits that you would get for buying a new EV expired. However, secondhand EVs are up 29% year over year. About 128,000 secondhand used EVs were sold in the second quarter of this year. That's about 30,000 more cars than what sold in the second quarter of last year. The average EV price right now for a pre-owned, $37,000, which ends up being about a $3,000 premium over the typical new gas-powered vehicle or hybrids. Or not new, but yeah. Yeah, it is. So you're buying a pre-owned EV, and you're paying $3,000 more than you would to buy a new gas-powered vehicle or hybrid. And this is what we were talking about earlier. Like, I'm surprised to still see the EV still being more popular, because according to Cox Automotive, the reason there's been a surge of people buying secondhand EVs is because of high gas prices. Yeah, I shared, I had an experience recently where I was going to rent a Rivian. I was going to rent an EV for a road trip. And I thought, yeah, it's going to take a little bit longer to charge, but it'll save on gas. And so I was looking at renting that versus renting a bigger SUV, a gas-powered SUV. And I was like, it's going to be a little bit more to rent the EV, but I'll save money on the gas, though. And it'll be a fun experience. And then I pulled up the charging stations and how many miles I was doing and all this other stuff and tried to figure out how much it was. And then I pulled up the electricity rate for charging. And I was stunned to find out that the electricity rate now is so high, it basically was almost the same price to charge the EV over the same mileage as filling up gas. So I'm like, so it doesn't save me any money to get an EV? I'm like, never mind then. Like, that's not worth it. So you're paying $3,000 more. Even if it did save you money, you're paying $3,000 more premium to get the EV. And say if it takes you $50 to fill up your gas tank and you do it twice a month, it would take 30 months to pay off that premium. And that's if electricity was free, which of course it's not. And now the price of electricity is up there close to the price of gas. So, oy vey, I don't know. I don't know why there's this big push. I like hybrids still. I've said before, I like hybrids. I think the EV thing is a fad, and I think eventually it's going to go away. Unless they can figure out a much cheaper way to produce them. It's crazy to me. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News. Coming up here next, we've got some random facts, dad jokes, and some other things coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Beer Fest, ABC at the Fish House, San Marzano Tomato Wine Dinner at Angelina's, Summer Restaurant Week at Great Southern, Jackson's and Julia, and the festive Ferragosto celebration at Angelina's, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxton-Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of four children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
That's Cold Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filming for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fires with PJ.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Just a few accidents to report on. We have a vehicle crash University Parkway at East 9 Mile. They're saying there's no roadblock associated with that. Also, a vehicle crash North Cross Lane at North Davis Highway. Roadway is clear. And finally, a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock West Hayes Street and North Q Street in Pensacola. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Excellent. Thanks, PJ. So, got your daily dad jokes here. Get a little break from the heavy news. Got a new suit recently made entirely of living plants. I wasn't sure at first, but it's grown on me. That's good. How do you get a baby alien to sleep? You rock it. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the band 1023 Megabytes? Yeah, they haven't got a gig yet. That's for the nerds out there. I started a new business making yachts in my attic this year. The sales are going through the roof. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. So there's your daily dad joke for you. Today's birthdays, I only have a couple. Tate McRae, I don't really know who that is, but she apparently she was a TikTok person, and she won a Grammy in like 5 years. So she just turned 21. And then you've got, Daniel Ricciardo. He hit 35 years old. He's a McLaren driver. He's a F1 McLaren driver. So he turned 35 today. Random facts here for you. Kind of bizarre. Ducks, apparently, a duck's quack doesn't echo. And nobody knows why. The scientists are completely baffled. Here's a wild one. More fake money gets printed for Monopoly games every single day than real money printed in the United States. In just 10 minutes, a single hurricane unleashes more raw energy than every nuclear weapon on Earth combined. And, plot twist, giraffes and rats are actually better at surviving without water than camels. Yeah, there you go. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. So, if you want to save 50 cents per gallon at the gas pump this 4th of July weekend, here's the way you can do it. It's only at BP. We have some of those around here. Amoco, participating AMPM. I don't even know if we have those in Thornton's locations. We may not have any of these. I know we have BPs, but Amoco, AMPM, Thornton's, and BP. You need an Amazon Prime membership. Then you'll need an Earnify account. Earnify is free to create. Then on Amazon Prime's page, they have a way to link your accounts. They have an activation landing page. That will give Earnify your Prime member status, name, and email in order to redeem the offer. And then you get 50 cents off a gallon at those locations July 2nd through the 6th. At any other time, you still get 10 cents off a gallon. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. If you're into that, if you have any of those places, that'd be kind of cool. Text here, Bobby, I bought a hybrid Prius several years ago. It's a 2012. When I bought it, it had about 48,000 miles. I've now got 200,000 on it. I imagine 51 miles to the gallon. It's a 9.75 gallon tank, and I love it. There's nothing better than a hybrid. I don't have to wait and get it charged up. It's a wonderful car. I'm 6'3", too, by the way, and it's got more leg room than I did in my Corolla. Yeah, I'm all for hybrids. It's 100% EVs, and I'm just like, I don't get it. But the hybrids, I think, are fantastic still. By the way, there's a couple of hybrid motorcycles coming out. Here's another text. There's no way that's correct. I spent around $30 round trip driving to New Orleans and back with a Tesla. All right. Well, maybe so. I don't know. I don't know where you're getting your electricity from. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann and Bobby Rossi.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton.